Here at Rockwell Automation's world headquarters, research has been proceeding to develop a line of automation products that establishes new standards for quality, technological leadership, and operating excellence. With customer success as our primary focus, work has been proceeding on the crudely conceived idea of an instrument that would not only provide inverse reactive currents for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal grammars. Such an instrument, comprised of Dodge gears and bearings, Reliance electric motors, Allen Bradley controls, and all monitored by Rockwell software, is Rockwell Automation's retroencabulator. Now, basically the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it's produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had a base plate of prefabulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with the panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzel vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O-deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grammators. Moreover, whenever fluorescence score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal depleneration. The retroencabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Milford trunnions. It's available soon, wherever Rockwell Automation products are sold.